The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I hope your Lenten journey is progressing smoothly. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday, March 22, 2023. Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. Nicholas Owen, born in 1550 at Oxford, England. He was a carpenter and served Jesuit priests for two decades by building hiding places for them. He became a Jesuit lay brother in 1580. He was arrested in 1594. Released on the payment of a ransom by a wealthy Catholic, he was again arrested in 1606 and imprisoned in the Tower of London. He was subjected to such torture that he died of it March 2nd, 1606. He's one of the 40 martyrs of England and Wales. St. Nicholas Owen, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. My Father goes on working, and so do I. These words you address to us today in the Gospel, Jesus. My Father goes on working, and so do I. Indeed, Lord Jesus, you're working all the time, in history, in situations, in human souls, in human hearts, in our lives. Perhaps the great temptation of our time is to think that God doesn't exist, or that if he does exist, he doesn't really engage with us, that he's somehow detached from our lives. And that's a heresy. Indeed, Lord, you're so close to us. You're closer to us than we can even grasp. As we read in Scripture, in him, in Christ, in God, we live and move and have our being. You're so close to us, Lord, that sometimes we can take you for granted. My Father goes on working, and so do I. Where are you working, Jesus? Where are you acting? Well, we know that you're acting everywhere. And that fills us with consolation, with strength, with serenity, especially in difficult moments. Remember that Jesus is with us. He is the Emmanuel. You are the God who is with us. I will be with you always, until the end of time. Jesus, I trust in your promise. I believe in your promise. I hope in your promise. And that enkindles my love for you. Jesus continues working in a special way in his church and within the church in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus is working away in all the sacraments, but especially in the Mass, in the tabernacle, in his real presence. Jesus, you continue working, and the Father and the Holy Spirit are working too, through grace in our lives. After all, St. Paul says to the Galatians, I live now not I, but Christ lives in me. That's his autobiography. I live now not I, but Christ lives in me. But any of us could say that. Any Christian. And Jesus, you are active all the time now, wherever there is true charity, wherever there is love. There is that great ancient Christian prayer, Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. Wherever there is charity and love, God is there. Or another translation says, wherever there is true charity, God is there. Christ continues to work through love. Where there is genuine love, genuine charity, it is the presence of Jesus. We could say also, therefore, that love is the greatest proclamation of the gospel, is the greatest proclamation of Christ. And that's something you and I can do all the time. Sometimes we wonder, well, how can we make our Lord present to others? How can we make Jesus's reality a reality for our friends, for our family? There are many ways, but a key way is by loving people, by love. Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan was Vietnamese, ordained a priest in 1953, ordained a bishop in 1967, and taken away to prison in 1975, where he endured huge suffering, including 9 whole years of solitary confinement. And during that time, he grew a lot spiritually in love of God and in love of his people. He never lost his connection spiritually with his people, with his apostolate. Then he was exiled in 1991. He went to Rome, where he was created cardinal by St. John Paul II in 2001. And he died in Rome in 2002. And now he is venerable, a holy man, a wonderful man. And he gives an account in one of his writings of, you might say, the witness of charity or the power of charity. He says, one night when I was very sick in the prison of Phu Hian, I saw a policeman walk by and I shouted, for goodness sake, I am very sick, please give me some medicine. He responded, there is no goodness here or love, there is only responsibility. This is the atmosphere we breathed in prison. When I was put into solitary confinement, I was initially entrusted to a group of 5 guards, 2 of whom always accompanied me. The wardens had them changed every 2 weeks so that they would not become contaminated by me. Later they decided not to rotate the guards, or they might all become contaminated. So in a discreet way, the cardinal is telling us that he had a profound impact on these guards. There were true conversions among these guards. He says, at first the guards did not speak to me. They responded to my questions with a yes and a no only. It was truly sad. I wanted to be kind and courteous with them, but it was impossible because they refused my kindness and avoided speaking with me. I had nothing to give them. I was a prisoner. Even all of my clothes were stamped with Cai Tao, that is, re-education camp, in big letters. What could I do? One night a thought came to me. Francis, that's his own name, Francis, you are still very rich. You have the love of Christ in your heart. Love them as Jesus has loved you. The next day I began to love them, to love Jesus in them. I smiled and exchanged kind words. I began to tell them stories of my travels overseas, how people lived in other countries, America, Canada, Japan, the Philippines, Singapore, France, Germany, of their economy, freedom, technology. This stirred their curiosity and impelled them to ask me about many, many things. Little by little, we became friends. They wanted to learn foreign languages, French, English, Latin. So my guards became my students. The atmosphere in the prison changed greatly, and the quality of our relationship improved, even up to the level of the police chiefs. When they witnessed the sincerity of my relationship with the guards, not only did they ask me to continue helping them in the study of foreign languages, but they also sent more guards to study under me. The Venerable Cardinal Francis Xavier Van Thuan, you could say he conquered souls through pure, unadulterated charity, love, which is the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's the breath of the Holy Spirit, and it makes you, Jesus, present. I am working. My Father continues to work, and I am still working too, says Jesus. Jesus works always through charity. And you and I, in the intimacy now of our own dialogue with Jesus, we can think, well, how can I proclaim the gospel? How can I share the beauty of the Catholic faith in my daily life? Above all, through charity, through love. Through that smile when I'm tired, or the joke I tell even though I don't feel like it, but it's good for somebody else to hear it, or my patience in listening to somebody I find difficult to be patient with, or helping out at home, or being understanding with my spouse or my children or my brothers or sisters, whatever it might be, that is a powerful witness to the presence of Jesus. In fact, we wouldn't be able to do it if our Lord were not with us. How important it is to realize the power of charity in our lives. So how can we spread the gospel? Sometimes we think, well, how can I be an apostle? How can I reach souls? How can I be an effective witness to Christ? Love. Love people. St. Paul VI has a wonderful document on evangelization, on apostolate. And he says there, the work of evangelization presupposes in the evangelizer an ever-increasing love for those whom he is evangelizing. Well, this is certainly the case in St. Paul, for example. His love for his people is palpable. It's also the case in the lives of many saints, including the Venerable Cardinal Francis Xavier Van Thuan. Jesus, help me to realize that you are indeed working all the time, and that you work in a very palpable way through love in daily life. We ask Our Lady, Mother of Love, to teach us this way. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's the middle of the fourth week of Lent, Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works, in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Turn back to the Lord and do penance.
Be renewed in heart and spirit.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The foreign elements among them were so greedy for meat that even the Israelites lamented again. Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt. And the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions and the garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance to their tents, so that the Lord became very angry, he was grieved. "Why do you treat your servants so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all this people? Or was it I who gave them birth, that you tell me to carry them at my bosom, like a foster father carrying an infant, to the land you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give all this people? For they are crying to me, give us meat for our food. I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. Is this the way you will deal with me? Then please do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face this distress. Then the Lord said to Moses, assemble for me 70 of the elders of Israel, men you know for true elders and authorities among the people, and bring them to the meeting tent. When they are in place beside you, I will come down and speak with you there. I will also take some of the spirit that is on you, and I will bestow it on them, that they may share the burden of the people with you. Then you will not have to bear it by yourself. To the people, however, you shall say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, when you shall have meat to eat. For in the hearing of the Lord you have cried, would that we have meat for food. Oh, how well off we were in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat for food, and you will eat it. Not for one day, or 2 days, or 5, or 10, or 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your very nostrils and becomes loathsome to you. For you have spurned the Lord who is in your midst, and in his presence you have wailed, why did we ever leave Egypt? But Moses said, the people around me include 600,000 soldiers, yet you say, I will give them meat to eat for a whole month. Can enough sheep and cattle be slaughtered for them? If all the fish of the sea were caught for them, would they have enough? The Lord answered Moses, is this beyond the Lord's reach? You shall see now whether or not what I have promised you takes place. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. Gathering 70 elders of the people, he had them stand around the tent. The Lord then came down in the cloud and spoke to him, taking some of the spirit that was on Moses. He bestowed it on the 70 elders, and as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering, but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, Moses, my lord, stop them. But Moses answered him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. Then Moses retired to the camp, along with the elders of Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
In those days, I will pour out my spirit.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth.
In those days, I will pour out my spirit.
From a letter by St. Maximus the Confessor, Abbot. God's will is to save us, and nothing pleases him more than our coming back to him with true repentance. the heralds of truth, and the ministers of divine grace have told us this from the beginning, repeating it in every age. Indeed, God's desire for our salvation is the primary and preeminent sign of His infinite goodness. It was precisely in order to show that there is nothing closer to God's heart that the divine Word of God the Father, with untold condescension, lived among us in the flesh, and did, suffered, and said all that was necessary to reconcile us to God the Father when we were at enmity with Him, and to restore us to the life of blessedness from which we had been exiled. He healed our physical infirmities by miracles. He freed us from our sins, many and grievous as they were, by suffering and dying, taking them upon Himself as if He were answerable for them, sinless though He was. He also taught us in many different ways that we should wish to imitate Him by our own kindness and genuine love for one another. So it was that Christ proclaimed that He had come to call sinners to repentance, not the righteous, and that it was not the healthy who required a doctor, but the sick. He declared that He had come to look for the sheep that was lost, and that it was to the lost sheep of the house of Israel that He had been sent. Speaking more obscurely, in the parable of the silver coin, He tells us that the purpose of His coming was to reclaim the royal image, which had become coated with the filth of sin. "You can be sure that there is joy in heaven," He said, "over one sinner who repents." To give the same lesson, He revived the man who, having fallen into the hands of brigands, had been left stripped and half dead from his wounds. He poured wine and oil on the wounds, bandaged them, placed the man on his own mule, and brought him to an inn, where He left sufficient money to have him cared for, and promised to repay any further expense on his return. Again, He told of how that Father, who is goodness itself, was moved with pity for His profligate son, who returned and made amends by repentance, how He embraced him, dressed him once more in the fine garments that befitted His own dignity, and did not reproach him for any of his sins. So too, when He found wandering in the mountains and hills the one sheep that had strayed from God's flock of 100, He brought it back to the fold. But He did not exhaust it by driving it ahead of Him. Instead, He placed it on His own shoulders, and so, compassionately, He restored it safely to the flock. So also He cried out, "Come to Me, all you that toil and are heavy of heart. Accept My yoke," He said, by which He meant His commands, or rather the whole way of life that He taught us in the gospel. He then speaks of a burden, but that is only because repentance seems difficult. In fact, however, "My yoke is easy," He assures us, "and My burden is light." Then again, He instructs us in divine justice and goodness, telling us to be like our Heavenly Father, holy, perfect, and merciful. "Forgive," He says, "and you will be forgiven. Behave toward other people as you would wish them to behave toward you."
Lord, what anguish I would suffer if I knew nothing of Your mercy. But You have said, "I do not desire the sinner's death, but that he come back to Me and live."
You called back to Your love the Canaanite woman and the publican to repentance.
When my heart is full of anxiety, You give me comfort and joy.
You called back to Your love the Canaanite woman and the publican to repentance.
Let us pray. O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon You, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain Your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour. Today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord begins to explain a bit of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. From the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John,
Jesus answered them,
"My Father is working still, and I am working."
This was why the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus said to them,
"Truly, truly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever he does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, it takes more than just saying a Hail Mary out of the blue. That Hail Mary should be a continuation, even an intensification, of the life that you're already living. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The mission entrusted to us by the Lord is by our approach to infuse a Christian spirit into society. Only then will structures, institutions, laws, leisure, and so forth have a Christian spirit and truly be at man's service. We, disciples of Jesus Christ, have to be sowers of fraternity at every moment and in every circumstance of our lives. When a man or woman lives the Christian spirit in a profound way, all his or her activities and relationships reflect and communicate the charity of God and the goods of his kingdom. It is necessary for us Christians to know how to put this Christian stamp on our daily relationships within the family, with our neighbors, at our work, and in our leisure. This stamp or seal consists of simplicity, sincerity, fidelity, meekness, generosity, solidarity, and joy. Personal practices of piety cannot be isolated from the rest of our daily concerns. Rather, they should be moments when our constant turning to God is made more intense and more profound. The whole tone of our daily activity is then raised. It is clear that to seek sanctity in the middle of this world does not consist simply in doing or in multiplying devotions or pious practices. It lies in an effective union with the Lord, which such actions promote and to which they are ordained. And when there is an effective union with the Lord, this affects the whole of one's activity. These practices will lead you, almost without your realizing it, to contemplative prayer. Your soul will pour forth more acts of love, aspirations, acts of forgiveness, acts of atonement, spiritual communions. And this will happen while you go about your ordinary duties. When you answer the telephone, get on a bus, open or close a door, pass in front of a church, or when you begin a new task, during it, and when you have finished it. Thus we will try to live with Christ and in Christ at each and every moment of our existence, at work, in the family, among friends. This is unity of life. It is then that personal piety is directed to action, giving it both encouragement and content, converting every task into another act of love for God. And in their turn, work and the tasks of each day make it easier to relate to God. They are the field where all the virtues are exercised. If we try to work well and to give our actions the transcendental dimension of the love of God, our deeds will be of use for the salvation of men, and we will make the world more human. For it is not possible for man to be respected, even less to be loved, if God is neglected or opposed. For man is only man when he is the true image of God. On the other hand, the presence of the devil in the history of humanity is increased in the measure that man and society are separated from God. We Christians are not alone in this work of sanctifying earthly realities, reestablishing the order wished for by God and leading the entire world to its fullness is principally the work of the Holy Spirit, true Lord of history. The hand of God has not been shortened. God is no less powerful today than he was in other times. His love for man is no less true. Our faith teaches us that all creation, the movement of the earth and the other heavenly bodies, the good actions of creatures, and all the good that has been achieved in history, in short, everything comes from God and is directed towards him. We ask the Holy Spirit to stir up the souls of many people, men and women, young and old, healthy and sick, so that they may be salt and light in earthly realities. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 13 minutes before the hour, and we pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready.
My heart is ready, O God.
My heart is ready.
My heart is ready, O God. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn.
I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth.
O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth.
Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph.
But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies?
Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Accept the prayers of your servants, Lord, and prepare our hearts to praise your holy name. Come to our aid in times of trouble, and make us worthy to sing you songs of thanksgiving.
My heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready.
The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels.
As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations.
For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch.
Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of God. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God.
No more shall men call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse.
As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days, and make music to my God while I live.
Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing.
He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain.
It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free, the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan.
It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God, from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
I will praise my God all the days of my life.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord your God has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God, who keeps his merciful covenant to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare,
from those who would trap me with lying words,
and from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Whoever hears my word, says the Lord, and believes in him who sent me, has eternal life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever hears my word, says the Lord, and believes in him who sent me, has eternal life. Let us give thanks to God our Father. Through the power of the Spirit, he purifies our hearts and strengthens us in love. Let us humbly ask him,
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Help us to receive good things from your bounty with a deep sense of gratitude.
And to accept with patience the evil that comes to us.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be loving not only in great and exceptional moments,
but above all in the ordinary events of daily life.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we abstain from what we do not really need.
And help our brothers and sisters in distress.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we bear the wounds of your Son.
For through his body he gave us life.
Lord, give us your Holy Spirit.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who reward the merits of the just, and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Another great spring day is heading your way. Let's keep it holy. Morning Air with John and Glenn in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.